This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation facing a teetering economy. And by the way, the strike involving the auto workers, there are 12,000, they now say 900, not 12,700, but 12,900 who are auto workers who are actually on strike, walking picket lines, not going to work. This does not help our economy. A government shutdown will certainly not help our economy. But what will, which is a very profound question. And salute to one of the presidential candidates who actually put forward what I think most people look at it and think this is sensible, it's sane, it's positive, an economic program released yesterday by Senator Tim Scott, who is continues to be, it seems to me, one of the most viable of the Republicans running for president. Tim Scott's economic plan even got something of an endorsement from the Wall Street Journal. They write in an editorial today, voters deserve a GOP presidential primary more substantive than daily Donald Trump dramas. And credit to South Carolina Senator Tim Scott for putting out an agenda for the American economy yesterday. The challenge will be refining his policy potpourri into a clear pitch to voters, which he'll need to break out of the GOP pack. On Joe Biden's watch, says Tim Scott, China builds while America borrows. I have a plan to stop borrowing and start building and create a future made in America. The five-page document covers everything from energy to housing reform. He would make the 2017 Trump tax cuts permanent and return to pre-pandemic spending levels. If he did that, that would greatly shrink the deficit. The ideas range from the improbable, he favors passing a balanced budget amendment, to discrete fixes, writes the Wall Street Journal, such as letting youngsters use their Pell Grants for short-term vocational training. And that's a very, very important development, and one that is seems to me is long overdue. The whole idea of doing that would be to indicate that, no, not everybody has the same need or potential gain from going to college. And giving people vocational training, encouraging them, letting them use these grants, not just for college, because we are uniquely in favor of college, we're uniquely in favor of Americans for doing well. And some of those opportunities to do well involve vocational training. The Wall Street Journal says Senator Scott deserves high marks for political courage on trade. Quote, I will avoid blunt trade wars with our friends and allies that hurt consumers and set us back in the mission of isolating China. President Trump is threatening a 10% tariff on all imports, everything. And too few of his competitors are willing to call that out as an economic and strategic loser. A crown jewel is Senator Scott's plan to get America working, writes the Journal. Too many prime-age men aren't working, which is an economic and cultural scourge, and the Biden pandemic spending gusher paid many to stay home. Senator Scott said he will sign a welfare reform that stiffens work requirements as a condition of assistance programs. This is popular with voters. Mr. Scott will need to go bigger than Mr. Trump to stand out, such as a tax cut on investment or a 15% corporate rate. These ideas will be hooted down by the left and big government right, but Senator Scott is correct that Washington's problem is spending, not revenue. A goal worth a candidacy is returning the economy to an annual 3% growth trajectory. Rising living standards and better job opportunities are the best pro-family policy. Senator Scott has also zeroed in on a prime Biden vulnerability, writes the Journal, by promising to stop choking off American fossil fuels and ramp up oil and gas development and permitting. He also includes a pledge to double nuclear energy production in 10 years, which, again, is long overdue, and it's terrific that he's put that forward. The Journal concludes their editorial by saying voters aren't happy with Mr. Biden's handling of the economy, and Senator Scott is right to target the issue. Many voters are longing for the national revival Senator Scott has styled as a new American sunrise, and his pitch this week is a useful, if too cautious, start. Here is what Senator Scott sounded like in announcing his plan yesterday. Listen.
Well, number one, we are going bigger. Bigger simply means let's build, not borrow. And by extending the tax cuts, we save $2 trillion for the American families. That is the biggest tax cut in the history of our country, and I wrote the bill. That's why I want to make sure that we extend those tax cuts. We also need to make sure that small businesses continue to receive benefits from lower taxes. My Opportunity Zones 2.0 would attract manufacturing back to our country, and if they land in an opportunity zone, they would see their profits go down. They would see their taxes on their profits go down by 30%. We have to cut spending, cut taxes, and cut government. At the same time, we can grow our economy at 5% GDP growth, creating 10 million new jobs and unleashing America's energy now. Not just our future, but our now. That's really important for America.
Okay, this is all very positive stuff, and I hope it's a major subject of the next debate. Meanwhile, there's some sign that some of President Trump's GOP rivals have decided to try to punch up, it's not a new decision for Chris Christie. By the way, Chris Christie and his campaign are not denying a report that, he has spent 90% of his time since February campaigning in one state, New Hampshire. And that if he doesn't do well in New Hampshire, finish in the top three. Last time he ran in 2016, he finished sixth in New Hampshire. He probably will leave the race. But he spoke out against the ugly preview of what Trump will do next. This is clip five.
To me, what I'm talking about is the conduct that underlies them. Because that conduct is a preview of what he would be like if he was the nominee again and the president again. Mm-hmm. So I do think that's new, according to Mitt's analysis. What he will do next will absolutely be consistent at 78 years old with what he's done before. And let's just contrast, Poppy, where he was in 16 versus where he is now. In 2016, he stood on the convention stage and said, "I am your voice." Today, he says, "I am your retribution." Mm-hmm. Those are two very different people, and I would argue someone who is now just out for himself purely and not have any element where he's out for the American people. And that's something new and something that people should really be considering when they're deciding who we want our nominee to be. Plus the fact that I just don't believe he can win. And that's a huge problem for the Republican Party.
Okay, so can Ron DeSantis reignite his campaign and win? Some highlights from DeSantis attacking Trump over COVID and more. coming up on the MedVet Show.
Her public resignation from the New York Times exposing bias and anti-Semitism shook the nation. She is the author of The Twitter Files, which exposed the orchestrated bias against conservatives in social media. On Friday, October 13th, join featured speaker Barry Weiss at Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. WPC is your voice for market-based reforms. It exposed the new so-called excise tax on capital gains as an income tax, no matter what officials call it. And while the governor and cap-and-trade advocates promised minimal to no impact on gas prices, WPC warned it would raise the tax you pay on gas by approximately 45 cents a gallon. And WPC research showed the encroachment of critical race theory in Washington's classrooms. WPC provides the insight and analysis you need to stay informed and to act. Subscribe to WPC's free weekly newsletter and support improving our state with free market principles. October 13th in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Ticket and sponsorship details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Michael Medved Show. Ron DeSantis is trying to reinvigorate his campaign. He clearly is in the top three or four of the Republican candidates for president. but he is no longer in that enviable position, or maybe it wasn't an enviable position, he was unable to hold it, of being the primary, the obvious challenger to Trump. So he's focused to some extent and more in his campaign against Trump specifically, suggesting that Trump is changing his tune on COVID-19 and the state of Florida, because it is true that DeSantis was more skeptical about things like lockdowns and mask mandates and things of that nature than was the Trump administration nationally. Here is DeSantis with some fairly direct criticism of President Trump changing his tune. This is clip 10.
Well, first, I think it's important to say that that is different from what Donald Trump used to say. I mean, he used to praise Florida for having been open. He used to say I was one of the country's great governors. He said we handled COVID correctly and brilliantly. So he used to say that he was on record always saying that. Now, because I'm a threat to him, that's when he's now changing his tune. But some of the things he's saying are just bold-faced lies. We never mandated mRNA COVID shots. In fact, I called a special session of the Florida legislature to prevent any mandates in the state, and not just by the state government or local government. We provided protections for employees at private businesses.
Okay, is this going to work to undermine the prohibitive lead that Donald Trump enjoys right now, according to all the polling, at least in terms of getting the Republican nomination? I don't think so. And nor does Ron DeSantis's attempt to echo Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley at the debate they held in Milwaukee, Nikki Haley was given a great deal of credit for speaking directly and indicating that the problems with the overspending, with the budget deficit, which most Americans recognize as a very real problem for our country, that was the doing of not just one party, but both major parties. She said this about how people are not telling Americans the truth. This is Nikki Haley.
Biden didn't do this to us. Our Republicans did this to us, too. When they passed that $2.2 trillion COVID stimulus bill, they left us with 90 million people on Medicaid, 42 million people on food stamps. No one has told you how to fix it. I'll tell you how to fix it. They need to stop the spending. They need to stop the borrowing. They need to eliminate the earmarks that the Republicans brought back in. And they need to make sure they understand these are taxpayer dollars. It's not their dollars. And while they're all saying this, you have Ron DeSantis, you've got Tim Scott, you've got Mike Pence. They all voted to raise the debt, and Donald Trump added $8 trillion to our debt. And our kids are never going to forgive us for this. And so at the end of the day, you look at the 2024 budget, Republicans asked for $7.4 billion in earmarks, Democrats asked for $2.8 billion. So you tell me who are the big spenders. I think it's time for an accountant in the White House.
Okay, what count in the White House, she actually, her first job out of college, out of Clemson, was working as an accountant, and she has a background in accounting. But in a campaign speech, it's fairly striking that Governor DeSantis is sounding a little bit like Nikki Haley. Listen, this is clip 12.
We must reverse Bidenomics on day one, and I'm going to take all those rules and regulations and throw them right in the trash can where they belong. I'm not going to let the Congress spend this country into oblivion any longer. And let's just be clear, we didn't get $32 trillion in debt just because of one party. It's been Republicans and Democrats in D.C. who have bankrupted this country, and we need a new sheriff in town, and we will do that. And we will also help to reduce inflation by expanding our domestic energy production.
Okay. Again, is any of this seeming to work for Governor DeSantis? Well, not yet. Not directly or obviously. Meanwhile, there's another Republican who's in a certain amount of trouble, and it's not the kind of trouble that anybody welcomes. The New York Post, conservative and Republican newspaper, which is the same, owned by the same Fox News company that owns the TV network, they are reporting new video appears to vaporize Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert's claim that heavy fog machines were to blame for the smoke that got her booted from a performance of Beetlejuice, with the footage seemingly showing her taking a hit from a vape pen. The Colorado GOP congresswoman was seen letting loose at the Sunday night show in Denver's Buell Theater, with her Democratic date even appearing to fondle her breast, according to Channel 9 News, which obtained footage. Tellingly, it appears to also clearly show her bringing an electronic cigarette to her lips and blowing out a plume of smoke, despite her denials that she was vaping. It also shows her being confronted by a pregnant woman sitting behind her, one who has since said she was asked the firebrand politician to stop vaping just to be called a sad and miserable person. Boebert was also seen taking flash photos with her phone and being alone in raising her arms to dance. At one point, Boebert's date, Democratic Aspen bar owner Quinn Gallagher, 46, appeared to fondle the congresswoman and a mom of four's right breast, with her grabbing his hand and keeping it there. The 36-year-old Republican was eventually kicked out of the performance for her disruptive antics, which were said to have drawn complaints from multiple audience members. Boebert was seen on video flipping off theater staff as she and her male companion were being escorted out. During her removal, Boebert was quoted as telling ushers, "Do you know who I am? I am on the board, and I will be contacting the mayor." Boebert's office has denied she was vaping, telling the Post on Wednesday that there had been a misunderstanding from someone sitting near her who hadn't noticed the heavy fog machines and electronic cigarettes used during the play. The problem is, there's video that shows it. The pregnant woman who was insulted by Congresswoman Boebert said, "I've never seen anyone act like that before." And maybe some of her colleagues in Congress would get together and determine that as well. So with the upcoming trials of President Trump, how is it that Jack Smith proves that he really knew deep down in his heart that he had lost the election? We'll get to that coming up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. General Motors CEO Mary Barra says her company offered the United Auto Workers Union a historic contract
Barra spoke this morning about the strike that began at midnight.
I think the most important thing is we've got to get back to the table and problem solve.
The offer reportedly offered workers a 20% pay increase and other incentives. She said the subject of job security has been raised by workers she has spoken with and said GM is achieving that because all their vehicles are in high demand. Barra says she hopes the strike will be resolved quickly. Special counsel Jack Smith is opposing former President Donald Trump's request to remove the judge overseeing his federal election case. Trump is accused of trying to subvert the result of the 2020 general election. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, begins tonight at sundown. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medved show. Of course, President Trump has spent part of the past week attacking Jack Smith, the special prosecutor who is looking into various charges against President Trump, has indicted him both in Florida and in Maryland and in the District of Columbia. So what is the biggest challenge that Jack Smith has as a prosecutor in dealing with Donald Trump? And the biggest challenge, and I think people on every side of these issues about Trump's guilt or innocence, has been proving that Trump actually knew that he lost the election in 2020. There's a very thoughtful piece that appeared in The Hill, and it's by a professor of law at Cornell University, Dana Radcliffe, who joins us. This is under the title line, How Jack Smith Can Prove Trump Knew He Lost the 2020 Election. Why is this the crucial point in getting a guilty verdict, which any prosecutor wants to do? Why is this so crucial, Professor Radcliffe, in terms of the outcome of the Trump cases?
Well, Michael, I have to point out that there was an article in The Hill last week that argued that it wasn't actually necessary to Jack Smith's case that it be proved that Trump knew he lost. So I didn't frame the question as, you know, this being an essential condition. That's a whole other issue, but it seems to me that this is an important part of the case to establish that he did know it. So Smith devoted quite a bit of the indictment to evidence that Trump did, in fact, know. So I thought that was an important line of argument, and I believe it will be important in persuading a jury in the long run.
Well, partially because I think that you acknowledge this in your piece, that part of Trump's likely defense is that he was sincerely convinced that he won the election, that he was cheated out of the election, that it was stolen. And even if you're taking a position that's silly and has no basis for it, isn't it freedom of speech? That's a likely tack that Trump's legal team is probably going to take, don't you think?
I think that's a whole other line of argument. That's a separate question from what he in fact believed. My background is in philosophy, and I did, in my graduate work, I did a dissertation on belief and evidence, for example. So my focus was on what is the evidence for thinking that he knew that he lost the election. Now, whether he was exercising free speech, whether it was protected speech under the Constitution, I see that as a different issue. And I have some ideas on that, but that I think can be separated from the question of what he in fact believed or knew.
You have one of the things that is very striking in your piece, you describe a January 4th White House meeting where Trump was there with Pence, and they were there with John Eastman. And at one point, Pence actually kind of exclaimed back to Trump, "Even your own counsel is not saying I have that authority." Pence was saying very directly that he did not have the authority to send the election back to the states, as Trump wanted him to do. And just hours after that conversation, Trump sent out a statement to the contrary, saying that Pence and he were in total agreement that the vice president has the power to act. Is there any possible explanation other than that he was just lying?
Well, the whole context seems to be Trump trying to put pressure on Pence, and he was trying to do it in various ways. And, you know, I don't know his motives in that moment, but it fits a pattern of his trying to, in fact, coerce Pence, whether Pence really felt he was authorized to do it or not. So I don't have a good explanation other than just pressure. That's my speculation.
Okay. You say that given expected testimony that Trump had conceded to some staff that he lost dozens of failed lawsuits, the vast informational resources available to any president, the fact that reliable sources told Trump there was no significant fraud and Trump's habit of lying, it cannot simply be assumed that Trump believed his fraud claims. Your point about this and the way that this is going likely to turn out in the trial is what? How is this likely to play out when Trump is actually facing a jury which will determine his guilt or innocence?
I think Trump has a basic problem because I don't know who's going to be on the stand asserting that Trump sincerely believed this. I think it's doubtful that Trump himself will testify. And I doubt that any of the people around him will go on the stand and say, yes, he really believed this. But even in that case, it would simply be assertion. If Trump asserts it or if some of his allies assert it, we would need evidence that he really did believe it. And as I suggested in the piece, the relevant evidence would be how he behaved. And if you look at how he behaved between the election and January 6th, the best hypothesis is that he knew he lost and was trying to remain in power.
There's a meanwhile a America First Policy Institute, which is affiliated with President Trump and the MAGA movement, just put out a quote fact sheet about Jack Smith, asserting that he is both an unethical and incompetent attorney. It says under the heading Jack Smith, the record that speaks for itself. What's the right response?
What interests me is the actual case that he presents in the indictment. In my background, I do a lot of work carefully analyzing texts and evaluating arguments. And so my focus was on the case that I found in the indictment. And I wanted to make that available to people who didn't read the indictment. And I find it to be a very strong case. And I think the facts that I've, you know, listed in the op-ed are pretty compelling. And
very, very persuasive.
So whether somebody feels that, you know, Jack Smith is competent or incompetent seems to me to be beside the point. What matters is the case that he lays out in the indictment. And I would urge everybody, really, to read the indictment. I provided a summary of the case, but I think it's a quite a strong one. And I hope my piece is an introduction to it.
And it's a fine introduction provided by Dana M. Radcliffe, who is the Dave Family Senior Lecturer on Business Ethics at the S.C. Johnson College of Business at Cornell University. He makes the point, it cannot just be asserted that Trump believed in evidence of fraud, since assertions in court require evidence. Some of that evidence is laid out here in this piece from The Hill. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. Coming back, are we absolutely doomed to spend the entire campaign trying to determine who is more guilty, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, or Donald Trump? Or is there another way to approach this choice of a president? We will get to that and more on The Medved Show. You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved show, a couple of challenging emails that came in. One is from Keith, and he asked, I think somewhat facetiously, so what do you propose Congress do about Lauren Boebert's behavior? And I think Congress has other things to attend to right now, like keeping the government open. And then we had this came in from Molly. Molly says, wow, what a week of wackiness from your voice. What did we learn? Native Americans enjoyed all the violence, theft, and slavery brought against them by white Europeans. The homeless don't deserve a dime or any time spent toward them to help revive their lives. She says, I enjoy your show, but your level of hatred of some groups is sick. You should do some soul searching and find love for others. Molly, I don't believe that the policies that we follow right now about homeless people and the determination and the pride that was shown by Governor Inslee right here in this state, his pride at spending $1 million per person to try to get them out of the homeless system, to find them permanent housing. I don't think offering that is a way of discouraging homelessness or a way of dealing with the crisis. Everyone I've ever had on the air and everything I've ever said about homeless people indicates that, yes, I think there are people who are suffering from addiction and people who are mentally ill, who have extreme mental problems, and that often renders them homeless. That doesn't mean that they shouldn't get help with those problems. But it does mean that you don't help them by rewarding the idea of setting up encampments or enabling the desire to live in a tent somewhere at a time when there are rules against it. And then when you talk about Native Americans enjoying, no, of course I recognize, and my questions to the professor from the University of Leiden who had written a book called Not Stolen, it's not that people enjoyed violence or cruelty, or that there was no violence and cruelty that was inflicted on Native Americans. Of course there was. And I would recommend on this you read the first chapter of my book, The 10 Big Lies About America. It's about the big lie that says that we practiced genocide against Native Americans. We spoke when we spoke to the professor about the book Not Stolen. We spoke specifically about some of the cruelties and some of the violation of treaties and agreements that marred our treatment of Native Americans. But the whole idea is that trying to claim that that America was built on genocide and evil is simply taking one side of the story that doesn't recognize the enormous benefits that this country provided to most people who came here, and also to the tremendously improved living circumstances. When you talk about genocide against Native Americans, according to most analysis of the population, Native population living within the United States, it's higher today than it was before the arrival of Europeans. That's not a good argument for genocide. Meanwhile, there is this, and it's a provocative question by the economist Joseph Sternberg, who writes in the Wall Street Journal, if the economy collapses, do you back Biden or Trump for 2024? And he says it isn't idle speculation to weigh who you want to have as your party's presidential candidate if such an event happens next year, or who you would want as president should a crisis erupt in 2025. And he's talking about an economic crisis like the one that President Bush faced at the very end of his term after the collapse of Lehman Brothers in 2008. In any event, what he says is, never mind that such simplistic explanations obscure more than they reveal about the bad policy origins of most financial crashes, and that more regulation often makes everything, including the Main Street economy, worse. If conservatives cannot find convincing spokesmen to offer voters a more honest assessment of the economic conditions, whether a financial crisis or inflation or anything else, the liberals win by default. It's another reason, he writes, to think carefully about nominating Mr. Trump, considering that during COVID we saw how he governs and communicates during a complex crisis. The results were neither pretty nor successful from the perspective of any Republican who might care about freedom or prosperity or even simple competence. And it's an important question to ask the other Republican candidates, to suss out whether any of them might fare better. It's one of the reasons that I think it's important to recognize some of the contribution that was made by Senator Scott with the program he released yesterday. And it's surprisingly difficult to tell at this point, even though one of the GOP's best campaign issues to date should be the poor economy, hardly anyone seems to be talking much about it. The broad consensus against out-of-control government spending and economy killing energy policies at last month's Republican debate is a good start, but it's only a start. The culture wars, writes Sternberg, are a lot more fun for candidates and primary voters alike. They also happen to be important to our society. The point is not to warn the GOP off culture issues in favor of economics, but to beg candidates to do both. While you can pick your candidate, you don't get to pick the issues that determine a general election. It would be malpractice, he writes, for Republicans not to anticipate a possible event that, if it does happen, in retrospect, would look like one of the least surprising October surprises in recent memory. And he's talking about either an October surprise this October, a year before the election, or then the more traditional October surprise that is scheduled as such as a surprise can be scheduled to occur right before, the month before the final election in November of 2025. There's a column that appeared in Politico that says that columnists generally call for Biden to drop Harris and to pick a new running mate. Yeah, really. And several columnists have an idea or two how to make President Joe Biden more electable in 2024, drop Vice President Kamala Harris, and pick a new running mate. And they give the example of the David Ignatius column, which we covered on the air. But there's also a column they refer to from New York Magazine, where there was a column by Eric Levitz, who floated several options to replace Harris, including Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia, Senator Tammy Duckworth, a war hero who lost her legs in combat, Democrat of Illinois, and Representative Lauren Underwood, who I think is an extreme long shot, a Democrat of Illinois. And what Levitz writes, he says, to be sure, replacing Harris with another running mate is not a great option. It's just that Democrats have no good options. It's risky to switch out the first black and female vice president for someone else, but it's also risky to saddle an 81-year-old nominee with an exceptionally unpopular running mate who, if all goes well, will be all but guaranteed the party's nomination in 2028. We'll be talking to Chris Saliza about the Kamala question. What are you going to do, a problem like Kamala? I know, you have to make it work with the Sound of Music reference. You have to change the pronunciation. It's Kamala, but she shouldn't be vice president or president of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.